For this Monday, September 22nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. This evening here on Posey County Radio, you can hear the Mount Vernon North Posey Football Coaches Show at 5:30. The Mount Vernon Show is on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Alan Buck is the host of the show. The Wildcats are 4-1 of the season after they won a thrilling game on Friday at Princeton, 42-35. Mount Vernon trailed 35-34 with 1:27 left in the game, and Brady Schickel connected with Logan Clowers for a 43-yard touchdown to put the Wildcats in front for good. Clowers then sealed the victory with an interception on the ensuing Princeton drive. Mount Vernon plays at home this Friday as they take on Southridge. The North Posey Football Show at 5:30 can be found on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher is the host of the show. The Vikings have a 4-1 record after they cruised by Pike Central on the road on Friday, 49-6. North Posey's Dylan Murphy sprinted 80 yards for a touchdown on the first offensive play of the game. Quarterback Carter Schickel had a record-setting night, completing 18 of his 24 passes for 302 yards and 7 touchdowns. Those 7 touchdowns set a new school record for single-game passing scores. North Posey is home this Friday versus South Spencer. Some news for tri-state area wrestling fans. There is a chance to see WWE superstars at Ford Center in downtown Evansville this evening for Monday Night Raw. According to StubHub, this WWE Raw event had the highest number of transactions on their site in the past week. Doors open at 4 p.m. and tickets are still available for those wanting to attend. In local high school sports tonight, Mount Vernon JV football has a home game at 6 o'clock as they take on Tecumseh. North Posey JV football has a road contest at 5:30 at North. North Posey boys soccer welcomes Mount Carmel at 5:30, and North Posey boys tennis plays a road match at Wright's at 4 o'clock. In professional sports, Sunday was week 3 of the NFL regular season, and the Indianapolis Colts are 3-0 for the first time since 2009 after they handled the Tennessee Titans in Nashville 41-20. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 17 times for 102 yards and scored 3 touchdowns. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones finished 18 for 25 passing for 228 yards and a touchdown. The Titans are still winless at 0-3. Indianapolis plays at the Los Angeles Rams this Sunday, and Tennessee travels to Houston to battle the Texans. The Chicago Bears are in the win column as they won at home against the Dallas Cowboys 31-14. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams threw 4 touchdowns and finished 19 for 28 for 298 yards. Chicago is 1-2 overall, and they're at the Las Vegas Raiders this Sunday. The Green Bay Packers let one slip away in Cleveland versus the Browns 13-10. The Browns scored 13 points in the final 3 minutes and 45 seconds, which included a 55-yard field goal as time expired for the win. It's the first loss of the year for the Packers as they are 2-1. Green Bay is at the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football this week. It was a complete disaster for the Cincinnati Bengals in their first game without injured quarterback Joe Burrow as the Vikings eviscerated the Bengals in Minnesota 48-10. The Bengals' record is now 2-1, and they will try to bounce back next Monday night at the Denver Broncos. Finishing up in Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals won their final home game of the regular season as they defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 5-1. The Cardinals took 2-3 in the series to improve to 76-80 on the year. St. Louis now heads west to San Francisco for a 3-game series versus the Giants that begins this evening at 8:45. The Chicago Cubs got swept in a 4-game series with the Cincinnati Reds as Cincy won a pitcher's duel yesterday 1-0. The Cubs have lost 4 straight games as their record has slipped to 88-68. They are no longer in contention for the National League Central because with the Cubs' loss yesterday, Milwaukee has clinched the division. However, the Cubs have a playoff spot locked up and they are 3 games clear of the San Diego Padres for home field advantage for the best of 3 wild card series. Chicago is off today and will take on the New York Mets at home in a 3-game set that starts tomorrow night. The Reds have won 5 straight games and their record has jumped to 80-76. They are now tied with the New York Mets for the final playoff spot in the National League. Cincinnati is not in action today and will play the Pittsburgh Pirates in a 3-game home series that gets underway tomorrow evening. That's news and sports for this Monday, September 22nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.